Hold. Engage. You are now entering the Cerebral Podcast. Joke of the day. What do music and disabilities have in common? Sometimes you rock and sometimes you roll, but you always have the same soul. Thought of the day. If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music he hears, however measured or far away. Welcome to the Cerebral Podcast. This is the first episode. This is a show about using social-emotional learning to help reconcile vulnerabilities and disabilities with different support systems and multiple methodologies, including music. My name is Rob Targos. I was born with cerebral palsy, but I learned to use my cerebral against the palsy with crutches and oxymorons. I came in like a wrecking ball into my family in the 1970s in Brooklyn, New York, because I was born this way, as Lady Gaga proclaims. But I am also an example of Pink's beautiful trauma. They had to wake me up and bring me to life, like the Evanescence song says. After my parents' hopes, dreams, and other things changed, I used my cerebral against the palsy to fight my way to success and full-time jobs and independence. I grew up with Sesame Street, The Incredible Hulk, and The Facts of Life. The theme songs also played an important role in my head, with Sunny Days, Come Out and Play, mixed with You Wouldn't Like Me When I'm Angry, and a more than healthy serving of You Take the Good, You Take the Bad, You Take Them Both, and there you have The Facts of Life. Theme songs can be a bridge between music and TV. What do oxymorons and crutches have in common? They are both devices. Crutches are physical devices that help with maintaining balance and walking. Oxymorons are literary devices that often bring together conflict and confusion. Bittersweet, successful failure, good grief are just a few examples of oxymorons. Language, grammar, and creating or redefining words became a copious coping mental mechanism with massive mounds of material I could successfully spin and create concoctions of creative campiness. A couple of years before I appeared on episode 1189 of Sesame Street in 1978, I was a huge fan of the 1966 Batman TV series. Members of my family used to tell me that I used to cry at the end because the cliffhanger Cape Crusaders were caught in another criminal crisis. My family said that I used to pray for divine deliverance of the dynamic duo. Being 3 or 4 years old, I don't remember doing that, but I was also a very sensitive child. One of the words I remember seeing on the 1966 Batman show was ignominious. I watched Batman episodes hundreds of times, and I later found out that ignominious meant causing public disgrace or shame. One of the things that riddled me about Batman was how he could be a disgrace when he was fighting for the public good. I identified with the 1966 Batman being misunderstood because I often walked around being misunderstood. The Riddler was sometimes called a quizzical criminal, and I often got quizzical looks from people who didn't understand my disability. Batman gave me the opportunity for extended exercise, expansion of my mind. Riddle me this. What kind of machine has ears? Answer. A train, because it has engine ears. Batman also used a lot of hyperbole. Or I should say, Robin used a lot of hyperbole. From the conventional conjecture, like holy smoke, to holy haberdashery, to my personal favorite, holy hamstring, while Batman, Batgirl, and Robin were tied in a human knot. This echoed with me because I had four surgeries from 1978 until 1990. One of the earliest skills I developed was turning obstacles into opportunities. One of my earliest memories was being an oversized four-year-old kid in a stroller. I saw, felt, and heard the condescending comments from people in the neighborhood and in public. I wanted to break free and be able to move around more freely. The irony was I had to have an operation and a full body cast before I could walk around with more freedom. But sometimes breaks or changes also allow the ability of resourceful rehabilitation. I could try new things. I saw athletes get injured on TV and rehabilitate. I could even play with words like gymnastics, rehab, build, lit rates, instead of rehabilitate. Talk about energy. Playing with words in my head also gave me a positive distraction, and my body used it during rigorous recovery time. You could also read more about my use of oxymorons growing up in an essay that I wrote for The Mighty in March of 2019. I will include that in the show notes. If I could change the fixed words to mean something else, then I could redefine or add my own spin to things. I began diagramming words like sentences. Through the crooked criminal communication, I developed a frenetic fascination with lavish linguistics. Batman turned on some atomic batteries to power and turbines to speed in my head, and I spent years learning to use my crutches. Here is an accelerated example of powerful poetry. Armed by Rob Targos. People think what I have is very unfair, but with my equipment, I cautiously prepare. Once I grab hold, I am ready to be bold. Filled with an effervescent desire, I continue to push myself even higher. Once my weapons are in hand, most of my body's arsenal is at my command. My knowledge and experience are carefully loaded. And when the time is right, I powerfully explode it. Out in public, I marched with my sticks, accompanied by the rhythm of repeated clicks. I have realized a unique opportunity to employ a clever new strategy. I don't mind the many staring eyes because it allows me to profoundly advertise. Confident with the knowledge that I will not fall, I proudly continue to walk straight and tall. Every day I go to war with this extra pair to change minds and gladly declare. I am grateful to be this kind of man with the ability to carry out this covert plan. I have the support of an army that exists beside my disability. Therefore, I refuse to cower, and in the face of any obstacle, I will use my crutch power. What gets your motor running? What devices do you use to move your mind or your body in your life? I hope you enjoyed the first episode. You can listen to the show on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. You can also join the show Facebook group at The Cerebral Podcast. You can email the show at thecerebralpodcast@gmail.com to send questions, comments, or ideas for the show. And remember, it takes effort to be vulnerable, be accountable, and be respectful in the way you treat others and yourself. But you can be the biggest variable in your life when you take ownership. Now, take hold, engage in your world. You are now leaving the Cerebral Podcast.